lines are good to go. What about from your perspective?
Yeah, they're both in.
So having those two guys now, along with Brian Little and Paul Stasny, kind of gives you center depth that maybe, I don't know, have you had depth like that in your mind in all your years?
Look at the four centermen there. So Paul Stasny has spent his career in St. Louis playing against the other team's best. Brian Little's done that for 6 years here. Mark Scheifele's had that job over the last 2 years, and Adam Lowry's been training for that job for the 4 years that he's been in, which means that you should have a real good comfort level. You won't be pulling anybody off the ice. We won't run a real heavy match here tonight because two of the centermen are coming in on first games. But at the center ice position now, there's a comfort level and experience against great players.
Enough minutes for everybody there to be divvied out?
Yeah, there has to be, right? You can always work harder on shorter minutes, right? Nobody ever asked for the Wingate test to be longer. So they can push harder and go shorter.
And in terms of what it does to your lines, does Mark go back up with Blake Wheeler and Kyle Connor?
Correct.
Brian Little down with Matthew Perreault?
We're going to leave Andrew Kopp in the middle. For a bunch of reasons. One is I really like him, what he's done in the middle there, and leave, and you notice last game that Brian played on the wing, leave him on the wing for a bunch of different reasons. Some of it's end of game scenario, getting him some time on the wing. He's played it. He's been really successful on the wing there. I also want Tanev and Armia to play with Lowry. Every one of the forwards tonight is on a special team. I'd like to take some pressure off some of the off Blake Wheeler, Brian Little, Paul Stasny, those guys who've been killing penalties for us so much. We've just felt that there were a lot of kills that after a kill was almost 4.5 minutes long for us because we ran those centermen so hard that Ehlers, Laine, Perreault, Connor are sitting on the bench fresh, and I don't have a centerman to go back in there. They're still catching their breath. So we wanted all 12 of our forwards to be involved in a special team.
And so Jack Roslovic comes out.
Yeah.
What do you say or not say to a player like that who's had a pretty good run here?
If we were having this conversation maybe a week ago, it would have been reasonably easy to have that conversation. His last game was real good, especially being at center ice, and he's a part of this. We're going to need all of it. So it was a tougher conversation for him. But he's not out. He's part of that group, and he's going to play.
Just last one for me, but Toby Enstrom wasn't out there today. Is he...
Real good. Toby's real good. We got a game time on some of the guys on our blue line, so he got through that full practice yesterday. So we'll make sure that everybody comes to the rink feeling the way we think we will, and then we'll make those decisions.
Just what impressed you the most about Jacob Trouba's 14 or 15 minutes the other night?
How sharp he was with the puck. So it was a skater's game, which was good for a first game for him to get in, but a lot of... When you sit out, you can skate. It's game speed, getting used to the speed of the game, how fast you have to move the puck, how you have to hit the open passes. And he had all of that in his game. That was very impressive.
Connor Hellebuck start tonight?
Correct.
What is it you'd like about a Tanev's game that keeps him in the lineup over a guy like Roslovic?
He can kill penalties, and he can be really physical, and he's very, very fast. There's a lot that Brandon brings. The penalty kills him. Really important role. It's as important as the power play in whether you win or lose a hockey game. And he's really good at it. He's a heavy shot blocker for us. When he's on the ice, I don't have to use somebody else that we're going to use on the power play. It balances everything. It's they're not competing for the same piece of ice. Brandon's really strong at that piece of the ice. We know that Jack Roslovic will be really good in his piece of the ice, the style of game that he plays, and we can use him. I just don't have him killing penalties yet, and we need the killers.
Can you give us a thought on playing Dallas and the challenges they bring, particularly their top line?
Well, I think it goes the other way, because almost everybody, and it's a fair question, not everybody has a top line like they do, especially when those three guys are together. They are clearly elite, but they give you very, very little. The strength of their team is how they defend, right? The fewest amount of minutes, D-zone. So they're really good at getting the puck clear, fewest number of slot shots. When you look at their defensive metrics, they give you so very little that they just invite you to change your game, open your game up, and then, you know, those three, but those four with the defensemen, Klingberg, that's an incredibly offensive group, right? The rest of them are going to grind you, play hard against you, finish their checks, and they also... one of the best teams at getting something off the forecheck. They put a lot of pucks in deep on you, and then they hunt those down. So the challenge is playing your game, understanding that their defensive structure is not going to change. And then, of course, the added bonus of having to shut down three elite offensive players.